This is North Shore Today for Monday, April 3, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, windy temperatures near 50, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 10:24 a.m. and 10:50 p.m. Contract talks between the teachers and Essex Tech administration apparently are not going well. The Salem News is reporting today that the union representing the teachers has taken a no-confidence vote in Superintendent Heidi Riccio and School Committee Chair Mark Strout. The union is saying that the district has repeated attempts to intimidate, coerce, and bully union leaders during the ongoing contract talks. Saugus Deputy Superintendent of Schools Margot Ferrick will be the next superintendent of schools in Georgetown. According to the Daily Item, Ferrick will begin her new job in July. Dredging at Plum Island in Newburyport resumed last week. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
The dredge started back up Monday night. They started at like 9 p.m. Monday night. And they're going to be going, as long as the weather cooperates, they're going to be going 24-7. And it is amazing, all the sand that they've already put out there. So it's pretty neat. So I'll say this, like, look for the webcams to get an update. Do not go out to the beach. So right now we've really locked down the beach at Plum Island, particularly at the point area where all the equipment is located, but we've really closed that off completely, even the playground for now. We're really trying to get people to stay away from the beach. I know that's tough for residents who are used to being able to walk out there and walk the beach each day, but let us get this dredge done. It's an unsafe area right now, but again, we have, you know, the company that's come in, Norfolk Dredging, they have some pretty impressive equipment, and so it's amazing the work that they're getting done. But we want that work to go smoothly. So let's let them get the work done, and then we'll open up the beach when it's ready.
Reardon was speaking on his Mayor's Corner podcast. Lynn firefighters battled a two-alarm fire involving two houses on Chestnut Street Friday afternoon. The Daily Item is reporting that the two houses were heavily damaged, and a car and a truck parked between the houses were also destroyed. Dark smoke was seen coming from the fires at 109 and 111 Chestnut Street in Lynn. The motorcyclist involved in a serious crash on Bridge Street in Salem last month has died. The Salem News reports today that 42-year-old Stephen Cordero of Peabody succumbed to what police had characterized as severe injuries. Cordero had lived for many years in Lynn. The annual meeting of the Massachusetts School Counselors Association is taking place today and tomorrow in Boston. Some 600 school counselors are expected to attend. This is Executive Director Bob Bardwell explaining the different levels of school counseling.
So there's three legs of the stool of school counseling. One is to do academic, so helping students understand course selection if they're a middle school or a high school student and they have those options. Obviously, a second grader doesn't get to pick academic classes. They're told this is what you do by your teacher. Your second leg of the stool is social-emotional. So kids who are struggling with any number of issues, and this also sometimes our school social workers or school psychologists also help with that particular leg of the stool, but certainly school counselors can do mental health work. And the third leg is college or career, or what I like to call future planning. So whether it's a first grader or sixth grader or 12th grader, helping students plan beyond high school in terms of, you know, higher education, military work, etc. So those are the three basic legs of the stool.
Massachusetts School Counselors Association Executive Director Bob Bardwell. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox beat the Orioles 9-5 yesterday, taking their opening season series with the Birds 2-1. Red Sox host the Pirates tonight at Fenway. The Bruins earned a shootout win 4-3 over St. Louis yesterday. It was the team's 60th win this season. The Bruins will host Toronto on Thursday. Celtics were off Sunday. They'll play in Philadelphia tomorrow night. St. Mary's boys hockey coach Mark Lee is retiring.
It's starting to sink in now. It's been a couple of weeks since I announced that I'm going to retire. And so it's starting to sink in. It's not easy, obviously. It's what I've done my whole adult life and trying to turn the page and go from there.
Lee recently made the announcement, and he will be featured in an MSO Sports interview today. Lee always considered his teams to be hard-working teams at St. Mary's.
Yeah, we were proud of the fact that we, and right up until the day I walked out the door, is that we considered ourselves a blue-collar team. Everything we got and were successful in is because we worked at it and had to work at it. We weren't blessed with an enormous amount of talent. It was always hard work with some talent would equal success. And over the years, almost every year, you have that one or two players that really, you know, you want around because they're such quality people, and maybe on the ice they're not quite as good as some of the other kids, but they're good locker room kids, and they're people you want wearing that St. Mary's jacket around. So, you know, almost every year there's one or two of those kids on mm-hmm. on our team, and those kids are special. You know, they're not caring about the ice time. It's more about just being part of the team. And
again, much more with Coach Mark Lee in a separate post today on our website. The Salem News has announced their Winter Girls Track All-Stars, and their runner of the year is Peabody High's Savannah Vargas. And a programming reminder, be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night tonight at 7 with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on this Monday on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.